The deer that tested positive for chronic wasting disease was found just west of Shell Lake. Rick Anderson owns AAA Sports and Spooner, about 6 miles north of there. He says people in northern Wisconsin love their venison, and that's not about to change.
It'll bring attention to where they'll probably try and be a little bit more cautious if they see an animal that they don't feel is maybe quite right. It'll bring that to their attention. But as far as the CWSD having a huge effect, I want to say no.
Anderson says hunters are more worried about wolves or bears killing deer than CWD. In Frederick, about 12 miles west of where the CWD was found, Michelle Milanowski owns and operates the Indian Creek Tavern. She says deer hunting season is by far her busiest time of year, and she doesn't expect any different come fall.
Everybody, you know, seems to think that, you know, it's been around for so many years, it's not going to affect them. They're not going to worry about it.
The DNR has enacted a ban on deer baiting in Washburn County, which could also include Barron, Polk, and Burnett counties. Malinowski says hunters aren't likely to give up their feed piles either.
It's not going to stop them.
The DNR says it will begin collecting roadkill deer to find if this was an isolated case of CWD or if it's spread to others in the area. Chronic wasting disease affects the nervous system of deer, moose, and elk. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.